You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are very lucky to have Barnaby from the Black Seeds here. How are you doing?
Yeah, kia ora. Yeah, great to be on the one. Awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, all good. Maybe I was kind of thinking about, when was the last time have you been on Radio 1 in the last wee while?
Not for a few years, actually. I'm just racking the brain on what year that would have been, but certainly a couple. Certainly a couple of years since we played, or we came and visited you guys. We probably played at the Beer Festival about 2 years ago.
Oh, cool.
That's always great.
Yeah,
great
for fun. Sure.
But I don't think we had the chance to come and see you on that occasion.
Cool. And have you? Did you guys enjoy coming down to Otsipoti? Did you come here much, like when you're touring around and stuff?
We haven't played like our own Dunedin gig for a wee while.
Yeah.
Back in the day we used to, play the student, the refuels and fuel and also at your student union building. That's a bit of a classic one, for us.
For sure. Cool.
Back in the day when we were a little bit more sprightly.
and so you guys are like, you've obviously got a big legacy that you guys have created and a huge following. Do you guys, how does that seem to affect what you're doing now? Are you guys still like actively producing? I know some people live in different places, is that right? So you must have like different kind of lifestyles around like when you want to get back together and create. What's it kind of like?
Yeah, we've evolved and matured and we live where we want to live and we still work on the band part-time and, so we just released a track that hopefully you're going to play called Compassion.
Yes, of course.
That's kind of like the first kind of new thing from us for a little while. Mm-hmm. The band has evolved, personally and musically. We found over the years our Black Seeds kind of sound and we don't kind of need to stray. It just has heaps of personality and different input from different personalities within the band. So it's not something that we need to be afraid of or run away from or we do try new things creatively as artists, new tones, new grooves, but we're the Black Seeds and we're happy being there.
Cool. Yeah, because I remember quite fondly from the times I've seen you guys play that you've got a pretty vast like instrumentation. Has that kind of evolved since you guys are living in different places and creating in like a more sporadic way? Like are you all bringing different instruments to the table, or do you feel like that's something where you kind of set and know what makes you feel like yourselves?
It's a good question. We're fairly traditional within our own kind of, not rules, but, with what we play. It's an eight-piece band, and it's quite, heavily, retro or retro-based kind of vintage funk, soul, reggae, ska kind of music. We pride ourselves, we think it's a given that we should be able to play everything that's coming out of the speakers. We don't, we're not playing to backing tracks. We don't do auto-tune. We don't play covers, and we've stuck to that really.
Cool.
We try to impress ourselves with our own grooves and lyrics and different flavors, but really when you talk about like that's quite a few different genres, if you think about anything funky, Afrobeat, ska, reggae, or deep roots. It's quite a lot of flavors that you could add to a song or into a set, but we do love playing live. That's part of, when we kind of are at our best, but we also love the studio. So it's been great to get into the studio over the last couple of years and start working on album number eight, studio album number eight for us. And so, Compassion is the first taste of that, I guess.
Cool. And I really, really enjoyed listening to Compassion. Has it been out a week, 3 or 4 days now? Over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, just a few days since Friday.
Yeah, we gave it a few hoons on Friday, and I really, really enjoyed it. And
thank you.
Is it a sign of maybe part of what your sound might be like in this new recordings?
Yeah, well, we don't know if that song's going to be necessarily on the album, but it probably will be. It's quite a strong song. We were thinking, what should we release first? And, as kind of caring, conscious musician type, sensitive people, we wanted to release something that had a bit of meaning to it, not just a summery banger kind of thing that we would aim for, which we probably also will try to do. But this one, it's about sharing the pain of being conscious and sharing the pain of others and caring about that and trying to make a difference to relieving people's suffering. That's what Compassion is. And so Daniel wrote the lyrics. He's singing on this tune. He's the main vocalist on this tune.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, it's a sign of more things to come from us, but it's not, you know, extra surprising genre-wise. It sounds like the Black Seeds.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, and I saw that it was, you got it mixed and engineered by Lee Prebble, and is it recorded around a few different places, or is it in his studio in, was it Surgery or something? And
yeah, mainly in Newtown at the Surgery. Yeah, cool. Is where we tracked the drums, bass, and guitars, and then keyboards, and then and some percussion and stuff, and then we had a bit of a tweak of it, and then redid some more stuff there, redid the horn line.
Cool.
And then we mixed it kind of at our homes a wee bit, and then we took it back there and he did the mix with his brother Ryan from The Nudge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, it's a good team effort, this one.
Cool, cool. And I suppose that makes me think also about, like, your songwriting. Like you said, how there's one lyricist on this, but did you, like, it often has a, you guys have a feel of like, jamming all the time or something, and that's what's really impressive, is that when you're living apart doing different things, you still manage to have this amazing chemistry. Does that come from you guys, like, just bringing ideas to the table and working together, or does someone come up with just a whole piece and then you all, like, learn how to fit and flush around it?
Yeah, a bit of both. With this particular one, you know, the magic does happen when we're together, of mm-hmm. course, and for this, I remember laying down this, our bass player Francis had this really great bass line. It was driving, and then our drummer, mm-hmm. you know, started along with that, and then we just came up with it, and within about half an hour we had this groove. And then someone like me, who's quite, you know, a loud mouth and quite, you know, likes to direct things, says, you know, let's do that intro, and let's have the verse here, and then, you know, A, B, C, A, B, or whatever it is, you know, the structure,
mm-hmm.
to just get a bit of structure to it. And then we just kind of smashed it about three times, and then that's what you're hearing. And then later we add the vocals and we redo the horn line, you know.
So
it all came together really quickly, and I think that keeps this kind of spontaneity and freshness. We are playing together in the room or mm-hmm. two rooms live, and then you just make it better.
Mm. Cool, yeah, because I can imagine working with eight musicians is like a reasonable bit of management, but it sounds like you all kind of find your own pockets and space and have a good workflow.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, I think, you know, it might sound a wee bit cheesy, but it's like everyone's got their own skills and their own thing that they're good at, so let them do that, you know, don't let it flow, don't stand in the way of other people's skills,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it just so happened on this one, and more often than not, when you let it flow as a team, something good, you know, comes together, and that's kind of how beautiful music can be, and you almost don't have to say anything, but, you know, at some point you've got to say, well, we can't just play this for 10 minutes, we need to have a slightly shorter version of it, so let's get the best bits and play it again, guys, and then hopefully that'll be it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. And I was kind of thinking about, from you guys playing live a whole lot, have you guys felt like a big changes or thing, reflections upon the Aotearoa music scene while you guys have been active? Because you've managed to catch a pretty cool span from a lot of music that a lot of people, you know, really, really loved and are nostalgic for, that you've managed to tour around with and play with, like, a whole bunch. But also there's still just as much vibrance in people kind of creating different things in different spaces. Do you feel like you've felt like you've seen a lot of different sides of the Aotearoa music industry? Like,
definitely,
you've obviously been started off in some of the student radio and alternative circles, but now you've managed to be, like, an awesomely successful, playing really cool big commercial events as well. What's that been like for you, and what kind of thoughts have you guys had about it and seen?
Yeah, we've seen a couple of decades of almost three decades of the changing, you know, musical landscape in New Zealand, and different beautiful expressions. I mean, there's so much talent in Aotearoa, and there's lots of different stories still to be heard. We have now, you know, more te reo and those stories in that language, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just more kind of vibrant. There's different vibrancy and different genres. I'm a fan of songwriting, so mm-hmm. I love hearing, you know, a really good song stands out for me, not just a groove and a bit of a vibe, you know. So I think you see people come and go, and that doesn't mean that it's not relevant or good still, but you know, it's not very often that artists stay doing their art and keep making their art as musicians, you know, because it's really, really tough. And you know not just blaming COVID or anything, it's just like the world, the environment, economic environment, it's tough to be surviving as an artist, and no matter what format, or media you are, and so you just have to stick to your guns, I think, and keep doing it.
Mm, yeah, for sure. Cool. No, great words. And actually, I spoke maybe on this on a similar note for a lot of up and coming artists, or I mean, we got a student listener base, but also a really cool alternative scene here. Do you have any kind of advice or things you want to share with aspiring young musicians and stuff?
I mean, not really advice, but it's just like, you know, I'm into storytelling. I'm into you expressing yourself and telling your story. And everybody is an original, you know, cranium, an original brain, and an original body, and has original thoughts. If you're an artist, you have to have that. I think, you know, just don't be afraid to express that, to make it really hit hard, you know, to not be shy about, just don't be shy, make it pure, you know, make your expression as kind of hard-hitting and as pure as you can. It doesn't need to be always political. It can just be how you feel, or it can just be, you know, through your colours or through whatever media you're doing. I just think just got to get into it. And if you are artistic, everyone has a little bit of that, but some people are more equipped to express themselves in their through their art. And I think it's a beautiful thing, and it's just another way of expressing yourself as a human. So don't give up on that, and see it through. Keep working at it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cool. And so maybe one last kind of question to touch on what it's looking like in the future for the Black Seeds. You guys have been working on some more material. Is that something you see? Are you still in that zone, still working on that, or are you guys eternally writing?
We're not eternally writing. Look, we're really excited. We're making a new album.
Yeah.
And, we're not sure exactly when that's going to be released, but it's going to be probably mid next year. So we've got a bunch of tunes that are kind of in the can in terms of the rhythms are there, and some of the vocal ideas are there, and then, you know, you figure out how to make it better. And then, but yeah, it's just an exciting time for us. We've got a good, really great summer coming up with lots of different gigs. I think one of the nearest ones to you might be Rhythm and Alps for New Year's.
Is that the New Year's one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our workmates, Logan, his band, the Beatniks, are playing, so there'll be some Radio 1 there as well.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. So, you know, lots to look forward to. I think that, you know, we just keep trying to make music that we like, that we think's good, and kind of don't cut corners, really, and try and just, you know, get into it and just, you know, enjoy the music. But it'd be great to be, you know, we're through winter now, and it'd be great to see some, you know, happy people that are out and about. So you know, looking forward to gigging. And you can check out all our gigs at just our website, which is theblackseeds.com, pretty easy. We look forward to playing you our new song.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like there's nothing you can associate more with summer than some Kiwi music like the Black Seeds to make it feel good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll take that. That's great.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and having a kōrero. It's nice to meet you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all good. We're going to check on the Black Seeds' Compassion. Thanks again, Barnaby, for being on here with us.
Yeah, have a wonderful evening, and kia ora to everybody in Dunedin and Otago. I've got some history down there, some family history down there. Love the area. Love Dunedin City. It's totally awesome. Good luck and have a good you know, summer break, and take care, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. Kei te tautoko te reo irirangi kotahi ki te reo Māori. Cool, that was Barnaby there, and now we are going to roll on to the brand new Black Seeds track. Oh, we got a little bit of a mic cut out. Brand new Black Seeds track, Compassion. Here you go.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.